Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Guy Sermon is our guest. France Amérique is the name of the monthly bilingual magazine that he publishes. It's about the French culture. His most recent book of the last of 30 is Economics Does Not Lie, A Defense of the Free Market. Guy, thanks again for being here. You got a website you want to tell us about? What's the website of the magazine?
You just go to franceamerique.com, and this is it.
Is there a dash in the middle of that?
Yeah, there is a dash in the middle.
France-Amérique, M-A-E-R-I-Q-U-E.com.
Q-U-E, yes.
Q-U-E, mm-hmm. So check that out. Guy, there seems to be some challenges that Amazon and Google and some of our big tech companies are having in Europe. They're finding that the European governments, the regulators over there, are a lot testier than they are here in the United States. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, well, Google, Amazon, and Facebook, they are very successful in Europe, like in the United States. We love them, but we discover that they pay no taxes, basically.
Why is that?
They pay no tax. Because they are extremely smart at what you call tax optimization.
Mm-hmm.
Tax optimization means that you get an invoice from Ireland where taxes are very low and that the profits are declared in the Cayman Islands. So it has been calculated.
That's legal tax avoidance, right?
But it's legal tax avoidance. Everything is legal, okay?
Tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance is not.
Exactly. It's tax avoidance and it's not tax evasion. But European regulators, government, and I would say citizens, find that it's not normal that this company becomes so rich, not only because they are good, but also because they don't pay taxes.
And right. And they're competing with small companies who have to pay taxes.
They are competing with companies, and the average tax on profit in Europe is around 25%.
Wow.
I think that's far from the United States. And when you look at the Facebook, for example, on average, they pay 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So they are becoming wealthy and powerful by not paying taxes at all. And also, this brings them so much money, they can swallow all the competitors.
Right.
So this situation reinforces their monopoly. So what is not good is that they have become monopoly.
It's a triopoly. It's kind of a triopoly, isn't it, between Facebook,
yes.
Amazon, and Google?
Yeah. And what is not fair is that they kill any form of competition. And so what the European regulators, but also the U.S., because last week there has been an agreement at the OECD between all European countries, Japan, South Korea, and the United States, that there should be some changes in tax regulation. So we are entering in a totally new era now, where little by little you will be regulation, you will see regulation, tax increase, in order to maybe destroy, Facebook or Google will not disappear. But I think they will disappear as monopolies, exactly, like the American telephone and airline company were deregulated in the late 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the beginning of deregulation.
I agree with you about that. And I'll tell you, it concerns me about these companies because they're not like when Ford and those entrepreneurs 100 years ago, when they were coming on and gaining so much critical mass and so much wealth. This is not like that. This is more than a quantum leap above what the kind of influence those people have. The leverage that these new companies have over everything, maybe even governments, is different, isn't it? This is different, isn't it, Guy?
Yes, these companies have become dominant not only in the economy, in high tech, but also in politics and news. They pretend not to be media. Yep. So they say we are not responsible for what we publish.
But yet they influence public opinion. And here's a thought. What's going to happen when they create their own cryptocurrency to operate within their ecosystem? Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, they could do that, and they will escape. I mean, I don't want you to use big words, but they're really a threat for democracy, for news.
They're certainly worth watching. France-Amérique is the website for the magazine. Economics Does Not Lie is Guy's new book. Hey, Guy, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We always get smarter when Guy Saumon joins us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great treasure in our brain trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.